From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu was barred from landing in the Netherlands as opposition grows to Turkish campaigning throughout the European Union. Ankara wants to drum up support among the millions of Turks living in Europe to give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more powers, which could see him remain in office until the year 2029. Henry Ridgewell has that story.
Tensions have been building for several days as local authorities in Austria and Germany blocked appearances by Turkish ministers hoping to rally supporters in Europe. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu invited supporters into the grounds of its consulate in Hamburg on Tuesday after he was barred from using another building in the German city. Dutch far-right leader Geert Wilders waded into the debate this week ahead of a planned rally in The Hague.
We are in Holland here, not in Turkey, and a Turkish minister has no room here to lobby somebody like Mr. Erdogan, who is a mere dictator.
Ankara blames what it calls growing fascism in Europe and has cast the rift as an attempt by Europe to influence the outcome of the April 16th referendum. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. House Intelligence Committee is calling on President Donald Trump to produce evidence by Monday that the phones at Trump Tower were wiretapped during the presidential campaign. The president went on a Twitter rant a week ago saying former President Barack Obama had the Trump Tower phones tapped, but he did not offer any evidence. The president had tweeted that the terrible just found out the Obama had my wires tapped. Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, a Republican from California, and Adam Schiff, also from California, are requesting the evidence. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces are pushing deeper into western Mosul today to take positions still held by Islamic State militants. Since the government's initial push into the western side of the city began February 19th, U.S. and Iraqi commanders have described fierce IS resistance as the extremist force seeks to hold its latest and last significant urban area in Iraq. Iraqi forces retook the eastern part of the city earlier this year after an offensive began October 17th. Large numbers of civilians have fled that fighting. An intruder with a backpack who scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House was arrested on the grounds of the president's official residence in Washington. Secret Service officers arrested the person without incident and identify him as a 26-year-old California resident. President Trump, who was not involved in the incident in any way, said the young man was a troubled person. The man arrested had no criminal record. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has appealed to voters in the state of Kentucky to support a battle in Congress to replace the nation's health care law, sometimes called Obamacare, with a bill being pushed by Republican Party leaders. President Trump, Vice President Pence, and the Republican Party leaders are facing opposition from both sides of the political spectrum as they try to promote their replacement for the health insurance law, which has been in operation since 2010. One of the major components, obtaining insurance even with pre-existing conditions, was addressed by Pence.
Make sure that Americans with pre-existing conditions still have access to the coverage and the care that they need. And to all the parents here, we'll make sure you can keep your kids on your plan until they're 26 years of age. And most significantly, in my view, we'll give states like Kentucky the freedom and flexibility with Medicaid to meet the needs of your most vulnerable in the way that works.
The United Nations says it needs $4.4 billion by July to prevent famine in Yemen, Somalia, northeastern Nigeria, and South Sudan. The UN says some of the people facing starvation are dying, while another 1 million are on the brink of famine. The World Food Program has been airdropping food and other assistance into South Sudan. The son of boxing champion Muhammad Ali has been detained and questioned at Washington's Ronald Reagan National Airport. A lawyer for Muhammad Ali Jr. speculates the detention was retaliation for his client's appearance earlier in the day before U.S. lawmakers. They wanted to know about the February detention of Ali Jr. and his mother at a Florida airport. He was asked if he was Muslim. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.